This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Francisco says, Big O, you see Omar's take that Tua doesn't have the support of the locker room. Thoughts? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You're not going to have the support when your head coach is not supportive. And that's the problem. And then it gets to a point where this is a disease, okay? And it's a disease of misinformation. It's a disease of just people being wrong in my eyes. Now, you guys may end up being right, and then I'll be wrong. But time will answer all of this. And I think those of us that feel that he can be a good quarterback, if you surround him, there are plenty of people that play in the game or outside of the game, and they make the wrong call all the time. And they don't know what they're talking about. A former Dolphin player, a pretty prominent player, once told me, yeah, Paul Soley, I can't play. And he's a really good player. Like a really good player. And you would think he knows football. And he played on that side of the football with him. So if he plays defense, just like he does, you would figure he would know what a good defensive player looks like. Paul Soley, I can't play. He'll never be a good player. So players that play the game don't necessarily – I thought we had this conversation before also. That player – don't assume because a player plays the game, he really knows if someone can play or not. They can't. They don't. They know just as much as you do and I do. They only know X's and O's and that kind of stuff. They don't really know if someone can play or not. And so this is all, it's all about understanding and philosophically how you look at things. And some of you out there think that physically he can't do it. Some of us think that physically he can do it, but you just got to have the right support around him. So we're going to find out over time. And players will not get support if you don't end up winning. And so because the environment wasn't enough about winning, maybe that didn't convince some guys that Omar talked to. Yes.
No, you just said it. Some guys, there's some in there saying that Omar actually said there are some guys who don't support him, not everyone in the
locker. Right, of course. Of course. And he you know, some of those guys, he might have been talking to some of the dumbest guys in the locker room. So what can I tell you? Okay.
And also, doesn't it rely on, I mean, because the one thing that I did notice was a lot of the guys on the defensive side of the ball were supportive of Flores. At least when he was fired. I'm going off of when he was fired and the ones who kind of threw out support. It was the DBs and things like that. Didn't see many of the offensive side of the ball.
No, because he was a moron. Because he was a moron on the offensive side of the ball. He was ruining stuff on the offensive side of the ball. People love to blow things out of proportion. Exactly. These false narratives need to stop. Omar said there are some guys who don't support him. He didn't say everyone in the locker room. Yeah, I'm sure it's only some guys. That's why I said it, because I know it can't be everybody. That's